You've heard me say for years that NT Factor is the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. That includes your immune cells, such as your T cells and white blood cells. NT Factor has been shown to contribute to a more robust and effective immune response. So now that we're in cold and flu season, NT Factor is combining with powerful antioxidants, vitamin C and D, to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. Together with NT Factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. For a limited time, buy a bottle of NT Factor with D3K2 and get a bottle of C1000 with NT Factor absolutely free. That's a savings of over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamins C and D with NT Factor at ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It is with great pleasure that I join you for yet another broadcast because we got lots to talk about this weekend. Our number is 877-726-8255, and we have some interesting stories in store for you. We're going to talk about some of the consequences of microplastics in the news, lots of plastic waste products around the globe. A new study suggests another serious consequence of our exposure to microplastics. We're doing ourselves in worldwide with our reliance on plastic products. Also, interesting story on vitamin K, and yet another thing that vitamin K can do for us. You'll never guess what. Also, a surprising story on melatonin, what melatonin is capable of helping us with. And omega-3 fatty acids and lots more, plus your phone calls. 877-726-8255 is the way to get through to us during the program or any time during the week. Something should occur to you as a question. You got a health dilemma that you want me to figure out for you, or if you got an experience on the health front that you want to share with our audience, whether it's taking a supplement that's benefited you, or whether it's some sort of medical mayhem you may have encountered, 877-726-8255 is the number to call and record a question or comment. Okay, this is an interesting study, and it's gotten a lot of play because it has to do with the pernicious effects of sugar. We know that sugar is bad for you, and there are some people who are saying that people in the sugar industry, and I'm talking about the food industry at large, not just the manufacturers of cane sugar and high fructose corn sugar, they're akin to the tobacco industry. The tobacco industry knew that they were creating a highly addictive product that was deleterious to health, that could kill people, and yet they conceal that, and this may eventually be the basis for tobacco-style litigation against people who knew better than to push this addictive substance on us. Big study, and it takes advantage of an historical anomaly, which is an accident of history. During World War II and thereafter, there was rationing in the UK. If you'll remember, there was the Battle of Britain. Britain was surrounded by U-boats, and food shipments were having a hard time getting through. And so they put the country on rationing. And besides, they were trying to field an army in Asia and getting ready to reconquer North Africa and Europe. And so priority went to the soldiers. Meat rations and food rations and sugar rations were used to create an army. And so sugar rationing went into effect in January of 1940. That's right around the time of the Blitz, the German a bombardment of England. And so the British government began rationing certain foods, including sugar. Adults were limited to just 40 grams of sugar per day, which doesn't mean no sugar. In fact, that's still around 3 tablespoons of sugar per adult per day. And I thought that this was just a wartime thing, but England was so banged up during World War II. And if you talk to some of the older people in England, they recall those times. There were harsh and austere post-war years. The rationing only ended in September of 1953. But after the rationing, folks in the UK began consuming sugar like, you know, people in the rest of the world. Cadbury chocolate bars are a favorite. People in Scotland and in parts of England are notoriously bad when it comes to tooth problems. So they consume a lot of sugar now. Adults now eat around 80 grams of sugar per day. And I think that's, frankly, an underestimate. For reference, 26 grams of sugar in an 8-ounce Coke, 14 grams in a scoop of ice cream. Who can eat just one scoop? So you get the idea. So the article here states how World War II sugar rationing accidentally created a healthier generation. And what they looked at, they have something called the UK Biobank over there, which is a vast repository of data about the health of folks in the United Kingdom. And so figure that some of the people who were adults during World War II, they're probably dead now, right? You know, we're talking about people who were born in the 1920s. They would have to be nearing 100 years of age. Very few survivors. But the records are still there for people who survived this deprivation into the 1970s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s. And so they looked at the statistics for people who were born during this critical period, any time between January of 1940 and September of 1953. And they looked at the period of time for 1,000 days during that period. Okay? So results pertain to people who were relatively sugar-deprived, but only the first 1,000 days of life. They may have put on the feed bag, and they may have consumed enormous amounts of sugar during the rest of their lives. But what they found was quite interesting. They found that they had a dramatically reduced incidence of developing diabetes later in life and high blood pressure decades later. Those who experienced sugar restrictions during their first 1,000 days after conception, get this, had up to 35% lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes and 20% less risk of hypertension as adults. This is notwithstanding their diet as adults. They weren't even necessarily on good diets. But during this critical period of infancy and toddlership, you know, roughly the first, I would say, up to ages 2.5, they had a dramatically reduced incidence of the very diseases that cause heart attacks, strokes, even cancer, and certainly diabetes takes a toll in and of itself. So, fascinating study, and suggest how critical it is to look at early childhood nutrition. Here's another study around the theme of sugar. Efficacy of lifestyle weight loss interventions on regression to normal blood sugar and progression of type 2 diabetes. What they found is that with simple lifestyle changes, people were able to lose anywhere from 1 to 9%. That's not much compared to what these new weight loss drugs can do, 15, 20% of total body weight lost with these drugs over a short period of time, a year or 18 months. What they found was, yes, indeed, kind of a does study, dramatic reduction in progression to type 2 diabetes with a diet modification. And so these are studies that underlie harmful effects of sugar. Here's yet another one that I'll report in our newsletter for next week. Lower blood sugar diet linked to slower brain aging. Okay? The diet in question was what's called the Green Mediterranean Diet. People were instructed to maintain the Green Mediterranean Diet for 18 months. Not necessarily low carb, but low sugar, not a lot of junk, full of beneficial polyphenols from olive oil, fresh fruits and vegetables. Here's what they found. The Green Mediterranean Diet may help slow brain aging by controlling blood sugar levels, benefiting cognitive health in older adults. The study found that lower blood sugar levels were linked to a younger brain age, particularly in regions critical for memory and sensory processing. Remember Grain Brain? This landmark bestseller by my good colleague, Dr. David Perlmutter, he made the then novel assertion that even for people with, quote, normal blood sugar, hemoglobin A1C within the normal range, but high normal, say, you know, it's 5.8, 5.9, 6.1, that's not necessarily diabetic. But for each little uptick of 0.1, there was a dramatic increase in the risk of dementia without even having a diagnosis of diabetes. So that is an important message. Sugar on many levels, deleterious effects, but ultra important to curtail sugar intake for little kiddies who consume enormous amounts. All that leftover Halloween candy, where did it go if you have a little toddler who is running around looking for a treat? 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and as I said earlier, you can call us 877-726-8255, and you know, maybe you're not available during the airing of the program. You can certainly call us when the program airs, but you can call us anytime during the week, and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hey, Dr. Hoffman, you mentioned vitamin D toxicity. What level of vitamin D in the blood would be considered a toxic level? Thank you.
Okay. So, the question pertains to vitamin D toxicity. Too much of a good thing can be bad for you, even water. And so vitamin D is one of those things where too little, not good, just right. That's where you want to be. Optimal zone. And then there's the potential for overdosing, kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, right? So, when it comes to vitamin D, I was instructed in medical school that it could be highly toxic if you took too much vitamin D. And in those days, we thought the toxic amount of vitamin D would be anywhere more than 400 international units of vitamin D, or perhaps 800 international units of vitamin D. And we didn't realize that even people who take that amount of vitamin D are often vitamin D deficient, or certainly insufficient for optimal levels. We've gradually increased our threshold for toxicity. We have blood tests. Generally, it's thought that less than 20 is deficient. Anywhere from 30 or 40 and below is what's called insufficient. It's mostly 30 or below. The upper limits of potential toxicity, not inevitable toxicity, but kind of a yellow light, a caution flag, is 100. And I've seen a lot of patients who get overzealous with vitamin D, because we always talk about vitamin D. It gets a lot of press and people are like chugging their vitamin D. And I've seen a lot of patients with high levels. I've never seen a patient with acute vitamin D toxicity. Not that it can't happen, but it can cause, muscle aches, joint pains. It can cause kidney stones. That's especially a problem with very high doses of vitamin D. I even saw a guy who was referred by his mom. His mom got alarmed because his mom said, my son started taking vitamin D during COVID because he heard Anthony Fauci say that vitamin D might be helpful. Well, thanks, Dr. Fauci. But this guy was taking 50,000 international units of vitamin D on weekdays for a period of months, 50,000 daily. Now, you might take 50,000 once a week. That'll yield about 7,000 IUs per day. So I checked this guy out. And I checked him from stem to stern, and he was perfectly normal, although he had high vitamin D levels. His levels were over 200. But he was without symptoms and without problems. Now, I'm not saying do that, don't try this at home on your own. We obviously had him stop taking vitamin D for a while and then resume taking it at a more reasonable level. So, get your vitamin D tested. If it's over 100, cut back slightly, but don't stop taking it. A lot of doctors, they get alarmed when patients have a vitamin D level of 78 or 82. They've never seen such a high level, but they're misinformed. That's not a problem. This item, I promised to talk to you about microplastics. Microplastics are ubiquitous. They are proliferating in the environment. They're small plastic pieces that are entering the food chain, and they have potential health hazards. This study looks at the impact of microplastic exposure on accelerated aging and what's called impaired adipogenesis in fat cells. Wow. They found that there were a variety of negative impacts on fat cells and also harmful effects in terms of aging pathways. Is it possible that microplastics cause us to accumulate more fat, or the wrong kind of fat, more of the bad fat, the white fat as opposed to the metabolically efficient brown fat that is actually the fat-burning kind? That is a significant risk, according to these Korean researchers who just came out with this study this month. Yes, folks, we're in a headlong project of destroying the human race. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number. When we come back, more of Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. In German, the way you spell coagulation, the word is coagulation, is with a K. And hence the name for vitamin K, because it has something to do with coagulation. Without vitamin K, you would bleed out. It helps our blood clot. But it doesn't cause blood clots. It simply helps prevent thinning of the blood to the point where you might have excessive bruising or bleeding. And it also has an impact on cardiovascular risk. We've learned that combining vitamin D and vitamin K can help reduce cardiovascular risk. And also there's implications for vitamin K for osteoporosis in many studies. So a lot of people taking vitamin K, particularly vitamin K2, you never guess the latest potential application of vitamin K2. And when I first read this, I thought, yeah, they're talking about potassium because the chemical symbol for potassium is K. That's, you know, what it is in the periodic table. But they're talking about leg cramps, nocturnal leg cramps. A lot of people take magnesium for nocturnal leg cramps. You certainly can get cramps with inadequate calcium or inadequate potassium. These are mineral deficiencies that can cause muscle cramps. Fascinating study here. Can vitamin K2 significantly reduce the frequency, duration, and severity of nocturnal leg cramps in older individuals? And in the study, they say that 50 to 60% of adults experience nocturnal leg cramps in their lifetime. We get a lot of calls, a lot of questions about, you know, how do you reduce leg cramps? So I say magnesium. I say, in some cases during pregnancy, B vitamins help to reduce leg cramps. But we didn't know about this, the vitamin K2 connection to leg cramps. In this study, it's a randomized controlled trial where they took 310 participants. And during an 8-week intervention, the vitamin K group experienced a reduction in the weekly frequency of cramps. And they actually, it's pretty robust reduction. They had about 1/3 to 1/2 the number of cramps. The vitamin K2 group had a more significant reduction in nocturnal leg cramp severity also compared with, so fewer and less severe. And also decrease in the duration in the number of minutes of the leg cramps. So fascinating study suggesting that, you know, perhaps we have yet another nutrient that can help us with this common problem. The majority of senior adults get leg cramps. So yeah, maybe add vitamin K2 to your program if you haven't yet already. 877-726-8255, our number. And when we return, I want to introduce you to a nutrient that I think has great potential. I have been relying on it for myself, for energy, for athletic performance, but it has a lot of potential applications because it has an impact on the mitochondria, the energy-producing organelles of our cells. When we return, a deep dive on urolithin A. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health, Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, and promotion of healthy vascular structures. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And I have to tell you that I'm a big fan of something called MitoPure. It is a product that delivers a nutrient called urolithin A. And I literally don't go a day without it. This morning, as usual, as I do every day, I added some MitoPure powder in a little sachet to my shake. And by the way, this week's newsletter article is about all the ingredients that I include in my morning post-exercise recovery shake. And an essential ingredient that I add, you know, in addition to creatine and whey protein, is MitoPure. To tell us about the rationale for this is Jen Scheinman. She's a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and senior manager of nutrition affairs at the company that makes MitoPure. It's called Timeline Nutrition. They're a longevity company on a mission to improve health span, I believe out of Switzerland. Hi, Jen. It's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. And we'll have to compare notes on our morning smoothies because I'm sure they're very similar.
Yeah. Well, I've thrown a lot of different ingredients, but you know, one of the essential ingredients is urolithin A. And it's all about the mitochondria. So tell us a little bit about, you know, why targeting mitochondrial health should be part of our anti-aging routine.
Yeah, well, you know, I think most of us sort of remember back to high school biology where we probably first learned about the mitochondria. And then, of course, those of us who have more advanced healthcare training learned a lot more. But the first thing we think about when we think about mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, right? And while it's aptly named, I think that's actually a disservice. So they do generate about 90% of the energy that our cells use to function. Every cell other than our red blood cells has mitochondria. But unfortunately, as we get older, these sort of powerhouses of our cell, the cellular energy factories, they start to decline. And that is really highly linked to so many of the chronic conditions of aging, you know, from muscle decline, immune aging, brain health, are all linked to this, you know, dysfunction that develops with mitochondria.
Indeed. And so a few years back, it's actually been only been a couple of years that this has been on my radar screen. And I read a study, a remarkable study, that was right in my wheelhouse because, you know, as a frankly old aging adult, I saw a study that suggested that taking urolithin A could improve, I believe it was walking distance in senior adults and, you know, with suggestion that it improves muscle efficiency and performance.
That's absolutely right. So urolithin A, the molecule that's in Thymeline in MitoPure, has actually been, you know, it's been studied. Really, our company has kind of put the name on the map, and it's been really doing extensive research into this molecule for about 15 years. But because there's really only been a direct-to-consumer product for the last 4 years, more and more people are hearing about it. And also, we've sort of, right before we launched, we also published some of these great clinical data, clinical trials that you just mentioned. So
in a very big journal, in the journal Nature, as a matter of fact.
Yep, exactly. And then we had another one, a follow-up in another big journal. It was the JAMA Open Network journal. There, that was in middle-aged adults, also looking at muscle function. So we've done three clinical trials in the muscle space. The first one was just a one-month trial demonstrating through muscle biopsies that we are triggering this recycling process of the mitochondria. So that's really how MitoPure works. It's this mitophagy is the cellular renewal of our mitochondria. And then we had these two follow-up outcomes-based trials that looked in middle-aged adults and older adults. And the thing is, as a dietitian myself and somebody who's worked in, you know, lifestyle medicine, you know, the benefits that we saw were outside or irrespective of changing diet or exercise. So the only change that we did in these two arms compared to placebo and the actual supplement was we supplemented with 500 or 1,000 milligrams of urolithin A. And so that's pretty powerful that we can see these robust improvements in muscle strength and muscle endurance without changing exercise regimen.
And I understand that urolithin A can be derived from pomegranates. So why not just, you know, guzzle a lot of pomegranate juice or eat a bunch of pomegranates? Is it bioavailable from that source?
Yeah, excellent question. One we get often. So it's a little tricky and nuanced because what urolithin A is it's actually something called a postbiotic nutrient. So we don't get it directly from food sources like pomegranates. Instead, our microbiome, so these bacteria that live inside our gut, they will take these plant compounds called polyphenols, and they will actually metabolize it for us and make urolithin A. So the question really becomes is, number one, do you have the right gut microbiome to make urolithin A? And we've studied populations across the world, and really, you know, 30 to 40% of the population even has the right gut microbiome to make it. And that's probably a talk for another day, you know, or something you probably talk about a lot, right? What's happening inside our gut that we don't have this robust, diverse microbiome community? So that's the first thing. And then the second thing is, are you actually eating a lot of the dietary precursors, which are somewhat limited? So these polyphenols, specifically allergen tannins, are in foods like pomegranates, berries, and nuts. So they're not in things that people are necessarily eating large quantities of on a daily basis.
So how do you take it? I mean, I personally take the powder that comes in these little sachets, and I, you know, tear it open and I add the powder to a shake. Or if I'm traveling and I can't make a shake, I'll order some yogurt, or maybe if I'm lucky, I can find a place where they make a smoothie and then I add my own packet to that. But there's also capsules. It's available in capsule form as well.
You're absolutely correct. So we just really wanted to make products that help people stick with their supplement regimen. So some people like taking pills, and two soft gels would be 500 milligrams. That's the starting dose that we recommend. Or for people who don't like taking pills or already taking so many pills and they want a food-based approach.
That's me. I'm already taking 30 pills, so the less pills, the better.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. So we have these delicious berry-flavored sachets, and I don't find they mix great in water, so they're much better as you're using them, like in a smoothie, in yogurt, in something that just has a little viscosity. So they're the same price, the same bioavailability, the same dose. It's really just how a consumer prefers to get their supplements.
Now, there's an interesting aspect to urolithin A, which is that It seems to also have a restorative effect with topical application. And I've been using some of the topical creams, and I think that some of the skin aging that I've been experiencing is gradually reversing with it. And, you know, other people have told me that they think it really works. You know, people have tried virtually every, you know, they've tried, you know, amniotic fluid, and, you know, kinds of esoteric ingredients.
Yeah, well, you know, it's very interesting because when we, you know, think about how urolithin A is working, again, it's working on those mitochondria, which are in almost every cell of our body. So it makes sense that other systems besides just our musculature is going to benefit from this. And so that was actually something we started hearing was we weren't even studying it in skin, and people who were taking it were reporting that their skin was looking healthier. And that really led to the development of our topical line. So our skin cells can directly absorb the urolithin A, the MitoPure, and we see then that our skin cells are acting in a more useful way because they have more energy. The genes that turn on collagen production and organization, those are all upregulated. And the other thing that I think is really sort of a unique aspect of this is we're also seeing that the damaging effects of the sun, our skin cells are more resilient to that. So it seems to protect against photo damage. Mm-hmm. Now, I wouldn't call it a sunblock in any way, shape, or form. You still need to take care in the sun. But we are constantly getting bombarded by these sort of environmental toxins, blue light, sun, all of that. And now we're able to make our skins more resilient to that, which is rare when you think about something like retinols or alpha hydroxy acids that people tend to use as, like, I'm sort of air quoting, but, you know, anti-aging skincare. They're irritating and they make you very sensitive to the sun. And this actually has that opposite effect.
And there are a suite of skin products. You know, there's like different serums and creams and things like that. I just use the cream. I can't be bothered, yeah. You know, with too much in the way of, you know, cosmetic personal self-care.
Yeah, and that's, you know, the same as we developed our skin line was that we just wanted to get products that people would use and fit into what they're doing already. So there are three different topicals. All three have 1% urolithin A, which is the sort of level, I guess you don't really call it in skin a dose, but that's the concentration that we studied and found to be sort of the most efficacious. So it's a serum, which you could use sort of day at night, or if people already have a skin line that they love and don't want to break up with, you know, their moisturizer, they could use the serum. And then we have a day cream and a night cream. And all three of those ingredients do have some other actives. So it could be a full on skin regimen, or you could just use one and integrate it into what you're doing already and still see some great results.
And also, Jen, you have news of some new research that's about to be released on urolithin A.
Yeah. So, you know, now that we know, you know, we have seen in humans, in clinical trials, this ability to induce mitophagy in muscle, in skin, right? And there's a lot of great preclinical data in sort of other areas of aging. Research is now moving into clinical trials in some of these other areas of aging. And the next frontier for us is immune aging. And we just completed a trial that we're calling our mitoimmune study. And this looked at, you know, the immune system, just like all of our other systems, right, it ages as we get older. And that's part of why as we get older, we don't respond to vaccines as well. We are more susceptible to infections and disease and even certain forms of cancer. And so this was a small but very significant study which looked in healthy sort of middle-aged adults and looked at several different immune markers. And what we found was that so we have these CD8 T cells. These are sort of these naive T cells that are like first responders when we get sick as we get older. And we saw this improvement in these T cells. And we saw in our immune cells also that there was more mitochondrial mass and that they were more, you know, energetic. And so this was all really some exciting research done with two fantastic institutions. One is the Buck Institute of Aging, which is kind of one of the really premier, you know, aging institutes of research here in the U.S., and then a university out of Frankfurt that's a cancer-focused institute. So this study is currently under the peer review process right now as we speak in also a top medical journal. And so, you know, we just have to go through that process, but the data should hopefully be released relatively soon, and we'll be able to really dive into all the nuances of the study.
Yeah, that's great. And those, and by the way, you know, when something is in such demand by researchers, they, you know, they say, send me some product so I can test it out. That is a really good sign in terms of the potential, because now you have more and more researchers clamoring for, information about this and, some of the materials so that they can test it in clinical settings. So congratulations. Yep. I just want to mention, for more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. And we have set up a coupon code for you. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. And I believe that applies to their entire line, whether it's the capsules or the powder sachets, at timeline.com/Hoffman using coupon code Hoffman for 10% off. So that I think really bodes well. So how much do you have to take, to get the effect? I mean, in the clinical studies, the amount that is used in the sachets and in the capsules is the sweet spot for the efficacy of this?
Yeah, so 500 or 1,000. So that immune trial that I mentioned, that was only 1 month, and that was 1,000 milligrams. But for muscle, we see 500 to be a great place. So I think it depends, on what your personal goals are and what you're sort of working on. But 500 is a great place to start. Some people who are very sort of inflamed or just really struggling with fatigue might start with that 1,000 milligram dose and then go down to 500 when they're starting to feel like it's kicked in. But it is very safe to go to that higher dose of 1,000. No need to go above that. Our benefits plateau. So, that's kind of really up to people based on what they need.
I might mention with that immune study, the CD8 cells are very much associated with autoimmunity. They sort of put the brakes on autoimmunity. And so I think there's potential for looking at this for certain autoimmune conditions. Sure. So I want to thank you. I just want to give the information out again, because I want to urge our listeners to give it a shot. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman, and you can use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. That's what I'm taking, and I urge you to give it a try. Jen, thank you so much for joining us today, and we're going to do a long-form interview with one of your top researchers, Dr. Singh, in a few weeks. So heads up to that, where we can delve more into the science behind urolithin A. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And this is Intelligent Medicine.